Tomei, as if to say, Ma Tomei, Kama Deloy Tor, Lo Yochel, a Kurin that's a Baal Mum that's Ovar that will go away, maybe it's like a Kurin that's Tomei, that he has to wait until it becomes Tor. He cannot eat. It may be Af Hai Nami, Kama Deloy Masakin, Lo Yochel, Kozman didn't fix himself up yet, maybe he cannot eat from the Kutchim. Is Kamashman, that's the Kiddush, yes, even though he's a Baal Mum Ovar, that this Baal Mum will go away, and it will become better later. But, and I would have thought to say, so right now we can't eat, let's wait till it goes away. That's the extra pasuk. No, even a Baal Mum Ovar, that the Mum will heal up and later will be fit to do the Avodah, still right now, he's allowed to eat the Kutchim. Then it says in the Mishnah, called Shein Ro, whoever is not fit to do the Avodah, he cannot eat. So the Gemara says, V'loi, is it true what you're saying? For a Baal Mum, I Ukraine, it's a Baal Mum, to le royal Avodah, he's not fit to do the Avodah. And still v'chelik, still we say, that's the din of the Mishnah before, he's allowed to take a chalukah, he could take a portion from the korban. V'su also, haroyu li'avoidah chelik mashma, anybody that's fit to do the avoidah, he could take a chalukah, haray tomei b'korban es tzibor, a koyin, even though he's tomei, born with doing, bringing a korban tzibor, he's allowed to do the avoidah. So in such a case, to royu li'avoidah, the koyin right now, even though he's tomei, he's considered royu li'avoidah. And still the din is v'yeinu chelik, he cannot take a portion. So what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kol sheinu rohu, whoever is not fit to do the avodah does not take. Mashma, if you're fit, yes, it's not true. The Gemara says, royal le'achilukom, means to say, whoever is fit to eat from kochim, they have a right to take a chaluka. So Baal Mum is right, is fit to eat kochim, therefore he can take a chelik from the korban. Mashank and a kohen tome, even though he's fit to do the avodah of a korban tzibor, but he's not fit to eat, therefore he cannot get a chaluka from the korban. So Maria Sparei Kotin, there's a kohen kotin, the royal achila, he's allowed to eat kochim, but v'yeinu chelik, you can't give him a portion. You can only give an ish, a godl a portion, not a kotin. So Maria says, holy katoni, so as she says, it means it doesn't say in the Mishnah, ha royal achila chelik. The Mishnah only says, whoever's not royalty cannot get a chaluka. But in Echnami, there could be a case of a katan, even though he's royalty, he does not get a chaluka. So, like Katani, Sumer says, if so, hashtag the Yasas Lahochi, now that you're coming on to this, Lielam Rilai Katayu could Yama Mikora, like we said before, that what? It has to be royally avoida. So, I, what was your question? Royal avoida, I, Imishum Tomei, Yeshala was, I, Yakoin Tomei, is fit to do the avoida of a Korban Sibur. Again, Tomei, like Katani, so in other words, we're not talking about a korban tzibor. We're talking about a korban yochid. By korban yochid, a tomei is never fit to do the avodah. I is fit by korban tzibor. I tell you, we're not talking about a korban tzibor. V'imishum baal mum. I, a baal mum, even though he's not fit to do the avodah, how can we take a chalukah? The answer is Rachmon Rabia. There's a special Ribah Kroh, a terrorist marbah, a kain baal mum, even though he's not fit to do the avodah, still he has a right to take a portion. Otherwise, the chutzpah of Baal Mum, the deek is true, that whoever is not roy to do the avodah is not fit to take a chaluka from the kochim. Here, then the Mishnah says that afilu tomei v'shazrik, even though the kohen was tomei v'shazrik as damim, but v'toy v'shaz hektech halovim, ein achelik, he became tor, let's say he was tomei v'shazrik in the afternoon, because he touched the sheretz in the morning, then he went to the mikvah, and by night time, by the time they're burning the korban, the emurim is ready tor. Still, this kohen cannot take a chaluka. But a diyuk is for toyi b'shas rikas damim, mashm, as long as the kohen was tor in the afternoon, b'shas they brought the korban, b'shas they made his rikas damim, even though the tomei b'shas tektechal of him, even though the kohen became tomei later and was tomei at the time when they're burning the korban at night, still chaluk, this kohen has a right to take a chaluka, take a portion of the korban and eat it when it becomes tor. Here it could be the case is they brought made his week at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and then 1 o'clock he became tamei, and they were burning at 1 o'clock, and then he went to the mikvah at 2 o'clock. So at night time he's able to eat the kachim. So this current then could take a chaluki even though he's tamei now in order to eat it by night time. So Mar says is so mas nistan like abishol. Our mission is not like abishol. The tani will learn like this. Abishol says, Li Oilom Eino Oichol. really, a Kohen does not get a chalukah portion of the korban. The Kohen has to be fit, has to be tor at the time of zrikas damim, and at the time of the burning of the meat of the emurim. By both times, the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, "Hamakrav es dam hashlamim v'yesach elav," meaning to say, "The afilu hikta chalovim nami boy," even b'shas haktoras emurim, b'shas when the burning the emurim, also the Kohen has to be tor. Not enough for the Kohen to be Torah b'shas riko, he also has to be Torah b'shas tektachalovim. So our Mishnah is not like Abishol. According to Abishol, if the Kohen became Tomei after this riko, he cannot take a chalukah from the korban. Now, boy, Ravashi has a question like this. What's going to be nitmo b'intayim maho? Let's say the Kohen became Tomei in between. Let's say this riko was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Kohen was Torah. Then 3 o'clock the Kohen became Tomei. He went to the mikvah, and he had a Harash Shemesh, and at night time is when they're burning the Emurim. So he was Tor B'Shas Rikim B'Shas, the burning the Emurim. Just in between he was Tomei. What's the loch according to Abishoyal? Mahu, B'Shas Rikim B'Shas Taktor Binan Rika, is it enough that he should be Tor B'Shas Rikim B'Shas Taktor, and you have that over here? Or Duma, maybe you need more than that. Maybe Achi He Tor B'Shas Rikim B'Shas Taktor. The Kohen has to be Tor from the time of the Zrika until the time of the Ektech Halovim. Maybe he has to be Tor all the time. So take, this is a Shaila. According to Abishoyal, how much time does the Kohen have to have? This time is a take. On my Rabbi says like this. Haidino mi Rebbe Lozer bi Rebbe Shimon garmino. Yeah, on my Rabbi says like this. Some of the years on my Rav. That Haidino this halacha mi Rebbe Lozer bi Rebbe Shimon garmino. I learned this next halacha from Rebbe Lozer bi Rebbe Shimon. Yom of the Beis Akisei, that he said this over when he was in the Beis Akisei. And at the end, the Gemara is going to ask the question, like how could he say this in the Beis Akisei? We know it's also to Mahara in the Beis Akisei. So more answer is going to be, Le'ein Seshani, we'll see later. The Akopon, and he said over this Cheshbon like this, that Danto Bo Tfu Yoim, let's say a Kohen that's a Tfu Yoim, that's Tomei, but he went to the Mikvah, he's a Tfu Yoim. He's going to come and say to a Kohen that's Torah V'yomar, Tein Li Memincha, I want to have a portion in the mincha that Yisrael brings, and I'll eat from it tonight. V'yechel is omaloi, so the Kohen that's Tor can say back to Tzfuyam like this. V'magim b'makim shiofekuchelcha b'chatosecha. Maduch you a Kohen. That when you come to bring a korban chatos, you have a koyach, that a Kohen that has his own chatos can bring it any time he wants, and any mishmer he wants. Still d'chisecha mechatos Yisrael, that if you're Tzfuyam, you have no right to eat from a chatos Yisrael. Is makim shura kuchacha b'michasecha by a minchas kain. We know when a kain brings a mincha, there's nothing to be eaten. The whole thing is burnt. Is ainadin isn't it for sure? Shadichacha miminchas Yisrael, that I could push you off and say you tfu yain, you get no portion at all in a mincha from a Yisrael, and you have no right to eat it even at night time. Now the Mor says no, but maybe the tfuyon can answer back and say this. You know why you can push me off that I can't get a portion from a chatis that Yisrael brings? Because the same way I have a koich there that I could eat if I was Torah, you also could eat. So therefore you could push me away. But maybe you can't push me away from a minchas Yisrael, because I can say back to you, the same way my koich is weak, that a kohen cannot eat from his own mincha, the whole thing is burnt. The same thing you also, even the Kohen Tor. If you were bringing mincha, also you can't eat from it. So maybe you can't push me off. So how do I know to say that the Torah can say to the Tfu Yoim, you have no right to get a portion? So on this, Reb Lezer Shimon said, Harei Yoim, the Pesuk says, La Kohen HaMakriv Oisa Lo Isiya, that only a Kohen that's fit to do the Avodah, he could take a portion. And not a Tfu Yoim, that's not fit to do the Avodah. So again, at the drasha, the Pesuk says, La Kohen HaMakriv Oisa Lo Isiya, means, Bo, let the Kohen come, Hakriv bring it, and V'yochel, then he could eat it. So only a Kohen that could eat it, he could take a portion. So therefore, this Tfu Yoim could not take a portion from a Mincha. Now, what's going to be Tein Li Mechatis Yisrael? Let's say the Tfu Yoim comes down to complain to a Kohen that's Torah saying, I want to get a portion from a Korban Chatos that was brought for Yisrael. Is omla, give me a portion out to eat at night time. Is omless, the Kohen Torah says back to him, Ma be makum shura koyach b'michosi. Ma da when I have a beard koyach, and a mincha that you that was voicey. If so makum shosi, read from it, and isn't it a small time, the Kohen Torah. He's against the back. Ah, he's sani, maybe you have a right to throw me away. I do not get a portion for the minchas Yisrael, because, shikishem, shayre koychacho, kachayre koychi. They say, well, your koych is bid by your mincha, my koych is also bid by my mincha. For the minchas Yisrael, we get no portion at all. Therefore, the current fuyam is pushed away for the minchas Yisrael. But tadichene, michates Yisrael, you want to push me away from a chate that's brought for Yisrael? Shikishem, maybe no. Shiyofa koychacho, the same with you, the Kohen Tor. If you bring a chattis, you could eat from it. Kach yofa koychi. Any Kohen could eat from a korban chattis. So maybe the Tvuyoim has the right to get a portion from a chattis Yisrael and eat it at night. So the answer back, no. Harei Yoim, the postik says, Ha Kohen ha-machat oisi yechlenu. Again, we dash in bo chot of yechol. Let the Kohen come, let him make the chitu, let him make the avoido, the zriko, and then he could eat from it. What's going to be omaloi tainli mechazov v'shoik? That the full yom then says, comes down and says, listen, from korban shlomim, I want to get a portion to eat the chazov v'shoik. So again, the full yom comes to the Kohen Torah and says, I want to get a portion in the chazov v'shoik, the breast and the thighs. So omaloi, the Kohen Torah says to listen, Oma b'mokim shiof l'kechachor b'chatosecha. When you kohen, when you bring your own chatis, you have a yipoy that you can bring anytime you want. You can eat from it. The chisan in michatis Israel. Still, we brought a pasuk already. That since now you're a tful yoim, it push you away from the chatis Israel. If so, michazov v'shoy. If so, mokim shor l'kechachor b'shlomim. Shein l'chor b'hem el chazov v'shoy. By a korban shlomim b'chlal, the kohen gets less than a korban chatis. All the Kohen Mechlal, even the Kohen Tor, all he gets from the Korban Shlomim is only the Chazov Shoik, is Zainadin, isn't the Svora, Shadichacho. That Avad, they have a right to push you away, a Tfu Yoim, would not get from the Chazov Shoik from the Korban Shlomim. Like Madach from the Korban Chattis, that the Kohanim get a bigger portion. Still, we push away a Tfu Yoim, so by a Korban Shlomim, that the Kohen only gets the Chazov Shoik, for sure he has the right to push away the Tfu Yoim, he does not get a portion, even to eat it at night time. So yes, it's back, not the Tfuyoim. Ma'im v'chisonim mechatis. You know why you have right to throw me away from a chatis shekein horikoichi yetzel noshav yavodai. Because by a kor kachikadoshim, I have no right to feed it to my wife or to my avodim. Only a zocher could eat from it. Tadichen, but you want to throw me away in a chazor v'shoik from a kor mishlomim shekein yofikoichi, you have more of a koich here, yetzel noshav yavodai. That I can let my wife or my avodim eat from a kor mishlomim. So Kohen has the biggest list in the Korban Shlomim. So maybe even though he's a Tful Yoim, he has a right to take a portion and eat it at night time. So again, the Pasuk says, no, HaRayim, the Pasuk says, La Kohen HaZorek HaZnam HaShlomim, Lo Yiyah. Again, we dashin bo, let a Kohen come, Zeroik, let him make his Rik of Yerch, let him eat from it. Yotza Tful Yoim, it comes out of Tful Yoim, that he cannot eat from a Korban Shlomim. So, Kulo V'chumrov, HaRayshoi, all the Kavuchayim with its full yom wants to make, we put it back on his head, that the Pasuk says, no, nothing doing with its full yom, he has no right to take a chilek in Kochim. And the Gemara says, Oinein, the same sfer applies to the Kohen's in Oinein, Mimino from his right leg, and the Chusikapurim, the Kohen's and the Chusikapurim didn't bring his korban yet, Mismailoi. Meaning to say, they're also not fit to do the Avoidah, since they're not fit to do the Avoidah, we cannot say, Bo Korav Yechol. Therefore, they also cannot eat. Por Rabach Rabach, here's the question now. Por Rabach Hoyi, Lei Malei, why didn't the answer back and say this? Tain li mi b'chor v'yoichol. Why didn't the Tfu Yom come and complain? Let me eat from a korban b'chor. So Mishum Diyom, because we can say back to him, Ma b'mokum shor v'koichi b'chattis, Eitzen nosho v'yavodai, Madach by korban chattis, where Kohen has no right to give his wife or his eved. Dechisoni mi'chattis Yisrael. He pushed you away, you cannot get a portion of Chatis Yisrael. Is motem shiofa koichi bebechor to kula dilehi by a kohen tor where the whole korban bechor goes to him? Is zayin adin shadichacha mimenu? Isn't it for sure that the kohen tor could push you away the tfuyim? You get no portion of my bechor. Uma im dechisoni michatis. Maybe no. You know why you can push me? You push me away the tfuyim from a korban chatis. Shekeshem shor kikacha kachor rekoichi. At the same way, I have no right to give it to my wife. Who then you also no kohen has the right to give from Kodesh Kedoshim to his wife. But to Dicheni, you want to push me away with Bechor from a Korban Bechor, Shekeshem Shiyofa Kekacho, Kach Yofa Kechi, they say, well, your Kech is good, who then my Kech is also good, that Lamaisai could eat from it, that Amalatic, a regular Kohen could give his wife teat from a Korban Bechor, which is Kochim Kalim. On this note, the Posik says again, Harayuayim, another Posik says, Harayuayim there, has Domam Tizra Kalam Mizbech, Vyes Chobam Takter, O Besorm Yilacho, again, the Widashin Bo Zeroy Fiyachoil. Only a Kohen that could come and do the Avodah, he's fit to take a portion. But a Tful Yoin that's not fit to do the Avodah, even by Kor Mechor, he cannot take a portion. Vidach, the other man, the Yama Porach, he asked the question, Meek said that the Pasuk says, Ubsorum La Kohen, does it say that the boss that goes to the Kohen, Hazurik, Ubsorum Yilachok Siv, that make his Rika, and then the Pasuk says, Ubsorum, the bosser of a Bechor, Yilachok Siv, Mashma, Afilu Kohen Acher, even to another Kohen we could give from it. So therefore, he does not like to make a drasha from this Pasuk. This Pasuk is not Mashma, only the Kohen that's Oved, it's Mashma, Stam, a Kohen is Oved, and then the portion of a Bechor we give to another Kohen. So this Pasuk will not be a riot for Yoim, cannot eat. Alright, I turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now the Gemara asks the question, Feichi Yavid Hochi, how is it Mutter for Reb Loz Reb Shimon to say all these drushes in the Beis HaKisei? Ivo Omar Rabba Baba Chon Omar Omar Reb Yechnin, that Bechol Mokom Mutl Harer, every place you let us think and learning. Chutz Mi Merchat, you now let us think and learning in a Merchat in the Beis House. Omar Beis HaKisei, now in the Beis HaKisei, you can't think and learning. So how was he able to say, make all these drushes and Kabbal Chaim is there? So Marin says, Liyoyim Soshani, it was like forced upon him. Rashi says, Shoyseh Shmoyseh Shkubah Fiv, he was always talking and learning, thinking and learning. Omar Abba Korchai, and when we sit in the Beis HaKisei, he didn't mean to think and learning, but just by Korchai, the thoughts came to him, he couldn't stop it. So that's how much of a tzaddik, how much of a masmid he was, that outside he was always thinking and learning. So even when he went inside, like by force, by accident, it just came out, this learning. Now the Mishnah says,